Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The show, Clayton.
Thank you. It is Geeks Out. There's no loud. We are often loud, I will agree, but it's actually no loud in the title.
Oh, okay. Just loud. Okay, sorry. Maybe I just listened to it every now and then, and Clayton, and I just thought, God, these guys are loud.
Oh, exactly. And I like making stuff up too, so it's fine.
Exactly. Now, Clayton, you've chosen the album of the week for us this week. And what have you chosen? And tell us a little bit about why as well.
So I've chosen Homogenic by Björk. And I did check for the pronunciation just to make sure I got it right. It is Björk. So I've chosen this album because it is one of my favorite albums in the world. It also is just so many songs that actually like speak to our world and who we are, and like a song like Alarm Call, which is on this album, is a song about we've got all these alarm calls in nature sort of telling us that things are going wrong and we're ignoring them, and this song is, you know, quite a while ago and we're still not listening to those alarm calls necessarily. There's also songs like Yoga, which I love as a song, but then I went to see a Tim Conagrave double presentation of Thieving Boy and like Stars in Their Eyes, possibly Hands, I think that was something else, and they had a gay sex scene to Yoga, which I actually has sort of cemented that all in my memory.
Oh, so many feels.
Absolutely. And so that's
from
got
creation to the destruction of the planet.
Absolutely. Oh. And then there's songs like Hunter, which is about finding who you are by exploring the world and things like that as well. So there's lots of stuff on here I love. A lot of the B tracks, stuff that wasn't released, are amazing songs as well, like Unravel and 5 Years and Immature, which speaks to so many people on my show.
probably a lot of shows around here. Actually, I must admit, Clayton, I haven't heard the whole album for quite a long time, and when I heard that you had chosen this, I did go back and start listening to it again, and surprisingly, a lot of songs actually rang a bell, you know, like they're all very familiar, and I'd actually forgotten how many Björk songs were out there, I suppose, and obviously this album was very popular at the time because a lot of it is quite well known. So I think our listeners will find it as we start playing them. They may not realize it, but they might actually, you know, it might sound very familiar to them, basically. So the first, sorry, Clayton.
I was just going to say there are a lot of songs people will actually know and stuff. Really, also, if you like any of these particular songs, go out and watch the film clip. Her film clips are absolutely crazy, in a really good way. Like from this album, the song "Pagan Poetry." She sewed pearls into her skin during the making of the clip, which is dedication to your role.
Yeah, she's really is committed, isn't she?
Absolutely.
And she is a bit of a performance artist too, isn't she? Because she does put on quite a good show. So.
She does, and she's very well known for her swan dress, which was
that's right,
not particularly well received by a lot of people, but I loved it.
Yes, definitely. Now, the first track off the album, I believe, is Hunter.
Correct.
So I think we'll start off with that, and then maybe we'll just play a few more tracks as we go along. So this is Björk with Hunter. Okay. Sorry about that.
This is in theory the song Hunter.
Yes, exactly. was it meant to be Hunter? Let me just see what's going on here. Just bear with me a sec.
If you haven't actually watched any of the film clips, Alarm Call is a really beautiful one where she's just sitting in this bayou sort of situation and enjoying that and singing along with the song. Hunter is some early CGI with a sort of bear sort of overimposed, what do you call that, superimposed over the top of her.
Sorry.
It's amazing. Yeah. It was one of the ones, I think, where people were just like, wow, computer graphics.
And now we look back on it and go, oh, my God, that's so trash. But yeah, for the time, it was really good. And then there's All Is Full of Love, which is actually two robotic Björks kind of being very intimate and kissing each other, maybe a little bit more. I can't remember now. So there's even a bit of queer representation if you count having sex with yourself. It gets complicated, to be honest.
Let me see whether we've managed to fix our little technical problem, and let's try for Hunton this time.
There we go.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.